So we ordered new tables for all of our theatres earlier on in the year, and they arrived with us in September. And since that point, we've been negotiating with the UK organisation that provided those to us to come across and do the installation and the training of all of our staff on the new equipment. Unfortunately, it was only at the start of the week where they were able to confirm that they were able to come on island on Thursday and Friday of this week. And obviously, all of the equipment needs to be replaced and the staff trained at the same time. So unfortunately, it meant we've had to take down some planned activity in order to support the installation of the new equipment and also the training of the staff.
So how many operations have been cancelled in total?
About 12 operations over the 2 days. All of those patients will be rescheduled over next week and the week after.
And obviously those people who were scheduled would have had to undergo the PCR testing and the isolation until that appointment date. Do you think it's fair that those people have had to obviously probably take time off work, unpaid in some circumstances, to have their operation then cancelled at the last minute?
We are incredibly sorry that there has been that level of disruption for patients who have been scheduled, not only in sort of the extra PCR testing and isolation as you mentioned, but also, you know, the anxiety that causes from sort of planning and making life changes around when you're going to come into hospital, and then the anxiety of not being able to have your procedure. So we are incredibly sorry, but we really didn't have another alternative that was potentially going to give us this equipment and get it installed in a timely way.